はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう足柄バート、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 129. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, we are back with part 2 of The Big Shot Next Door. This is a continuation of beginner lesson number 126. So if you haven't heard that lesson, please listen to that lesson and then come back. Now, a couple things we want to point out. In beginner lesson number 126, Yoshi-san, who was talking?
Two friends.
So what kind of Japanese were they using?
Very casual Japanese.
Now, in today's dialogue, one of them is going to speak with someone they never met before. So what kind of Japanese are they going to use?
One person starts with a casual Japanese, but it gets to the polite level. And it's because this person was a little angry at first.
In most cases, when you speak with someone you've never met before, you keep things very formal. Now again, certain emotions can get in the way of this and the politeness level will change, but that's the unique thing. You can tell emotions by the politeness level. So please listen to the politeness level in this conversation. In addition, we're continuing with another form of the potential. Again, in previous beginner lessons, we showed you one way to form the potential. Today, we're going to show you another way to form the potential with class 1 verbs. So these two things we looked at today, we're going to go through the conversation one time at normal speed, then we're going to go slowly, and then we're going to give you the conversation again with the English. Okay, here we go.
開けろ。開けろ。
どなたですか？
隣の者ですが。
はい、ちょっと待ってください。え、あなたは隣の人ではありません。あなたは誰ですか？
あ、
どうしましたか？話せますか？聞こえますか？口を使えますか？もしもし。
あなたは有名な芸能人ですね。
そうですけど、何か用ですか？
とても素晴らしい音楽ですね。もっとボリュームを上げてください。
それだけですか？では忙しいので。
失礼します。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。開けろ。
どなたですか？
隣のものですが。
はい、ちょっと待ってください。え、あなたは隣の人ではありません。あなたは誰ですか？どうしましたか？話せますか？聞こえますか？口を使えますか？もしもし。
あなたは有名な芸能人ですね。
そうですけど、何か用ですか？
とても素晴らしい音楽ですね。もっとボリュームを上げてください。
それだけですか？では、忙しいので。
失礼します。次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。開けろ！
Open up!
どなたですか？
Who is it?
隣のものですが。
I'm your next door neighbor.
はい、ちょっと待ってください。え、あなたは隣の人ではありません。
Okay, just a sec. Hey, you're not my next door neighbor.
あなたは誰ですか？
Who are you?
どうしましたか？
Are you okay?
話せますか？
Can you speak?
聞こえますか？
Can you hear?
口を使えますか？
Can you use your mouth?
もしもし。
Hello, anybody home?
あなたは有名な芸能人ですね。
You're that famous entertainer, aren't you?
そうですけど、何か用ですか？
Yes, that's right. What can I do for you?
とても素晴らしい音楽ですね。
That's great music.
もっとボリュームを上げてください。
Could you turn the volume up?
それだけですか？
Is that it?
では忙しいので。
Alright, I gotta go.
失礼します。
Okay, thanks. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
隣に住んでたのは有名な人だったんですね。
English?
So it was kind of a celebrity who was living next door.
Yep.
I wonder who it is. Paris Hilton?
In Japan?
In Japan, maybe.
And what do you think about the reaction by this guy?
Impressive, isn't it?
Impressive.
I think it's typical.
Typical,
maybe.
He was like a jellyfish. No spine. He just crumbled. Now that the conversation's over, notice how he went over angry using extremely strong Japanese. Yoshi-san, how do you start off the conversation?
Akero!
How strong is this?
It's really strong.
Would you normally use this?
Only when I'm angry.
Really angry. So the famous person playing the music loud could probably put together that the music is the cause of this problem. So at first he goes over quite angry. But before we get into that, let's just take a quick look at today's vocabulary. Yoshi-san, first word please.
どなた?
Extremely polite interrogative, who?
どなた? どなた?
Now Natsuko-san, can I ask you? We have 誰, the interrogative pronoun who.
Yes.
We just learned どなた, the polite for who. There's also another polite way to express this interrogative, which is
どちら様?
Now, 誰 is not as polite as どなた, but where does どちら様 fall in?
I think it's about the same with どなた, or maybe a bit higher.
So if someone comes to your door, how do you ask who is it?
どなたですか? Or どちら様ですか?
Okay. Next we have
隣のもの
Neighbor
隣のもの隣のもの
And this is made up of two words with the possessive particle in between. The first word being
隣
Next to Then we have the possessive
の
Which gives us next to's, the possessive
もの
Person Next to's person Again, this is literal. So we have to take this, twist it around, go back to front, and we get person of next to, your neighbor, person next door. Now, Natsuko-san, is this limited to literally the person next door, or if someone lives a few places, a few apartments down from you, what's the range on this?
I think this is limited to those who live right next door.
Right next door. And person upstairs or person below you, if it's an apartment?
No.
Okay, so just to the right and left of you.
Yes.
And maybe behind.
Yeah, right.
Okay, then we also had
隣の人
Neighbor. Again, break this down.
隣の人
So why do we have two words for neighbor? What's going on here?
隣のもの is an expression usually referring to oneself.
So that's why the person who went knocking referred to himself as?
隣のものですが
Then we had?
あなたは隣の人ではありません
She responds with?
隣の人
And she does this because?
Because she's talking about the other person and not herself.
Makes perfect sense now. Okay, then we have?
芸能人
Famous entertainer.
芸能人 芸能人
Now, Yoshi-san, can you tell us about this word? Because this word actually is translated some places as TV personality.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with this word? Yoshi has an interesting take on this word.
I think originally, 芸能人 meant people who were really talented in arts and entertainment. But now, like even myself use this word pretty much for the people I see on TV. Like famous singers, actors, models.
Yeah, comedians, entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
And the TV is the commonality between them for this word.
Yeah, usually.
So TV changed the face of this word.
Yes, I think so, because now TV is one of the biggest medium in Japan.
And it's monopolized by a few celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's topic for a different day. So that is our position on this. We tried to brainstorm, we were thinking, and all the roads kept leading back to the TV. what makes someone a 芸能人? What makes them? And we concluded that it's the TV. Okay, so now let's go back to the dialogue. There's a few points we want to take a look at. And most of it has to do with politeness level. Now, in many previous lessons, we said that in informal situations, dewa arimasen is substituted by dewa nai. Or if you want to be more polite, dewa nai desu. And dewa arimasen is not used very often. But in this conversation, Natsuko-san, what do we have?
隣の人ではありません。
Why is this structure used here?
Because she's talking to a stranger and she wants to be polite.
Exactly. And here's what we're going to get into from now on. The politeness level is extremely important in Japanese. Just before, if it was the two friends talking, how would they say the same sentence? Yoshi-san?
隣の人じゃない。
Exactly. Very informal. But here, it's strangers, so she's speaking in polite Japanese. Now, we're about to get into our grammar point for the day. So, she follows this up by saying,
あなたは誰ですか?
Who are you? Now, Natsuko-san, why would she switch here? Previously, she said, どなたですか? Why would she go with 誰ですか here?
Maybe she got a little suspicious about who this person is.
Yeah, I think the first expression, どなたですか? A one-time per person usage. So, you asked the first time, but now he's lied. I think she's a little worried.
Yes.
So she's waiting for a response, and he's not responding. So she asks,
どうしましたか?
What happened? What's wrong?
話せますか?
And here it is, the potential of class 1 verbs. Are you able to speak? Can you speak?
聞こえますか?
Can you hear it? But this isn't a conjugation. This is the verb itself. Are you able to hear?
口を使えますか?
Can you use your mouth? Here is a conjugation to the potential. And finally,
もしもし?
Which is the equivalent of anybody home? Anybody there? Hello? He hasn't responded to the first 1, 2, 3, 4 attempts at getting a response out of him. And actually, if you put in the first question, who are you? The first 5 responses, he has said nothing. So she wants to know if he's even okay. So is anybody there? I really like this expression. Natsuko-san, what do you think about this expression?
You hear it a lot of time.
Really?
Yes, I do.
When someone is spacing out or out in space, how do we say that in Japanese?
ぼーっとする.
ぼーっとする時, someone could say to you, もしもし, hello, anybody there? Welcome to Earth. Now let's move on to today's grammar point, as we just covered it. The two verbs we talked about today, Natsuko-san?
話せる.
And?
使える.
This is the potential form of these two verbs. Now what we're going to do now is talk about class 1 verbs. Natsuko-san, can you give us a dictionary form of the verb to speak?
話す.
Notice the final hiragana syllable.
す.
Now, give us the plain potential.
話せる.
That す becomes?
せる.
So the す gets dropped and replaced by?
せる.
Which is actually, you can think about it this way if it helps. The う column gets shifted, one to the right, to the A column. And then it's followed by ru. And in the process, these class 1 verbs actually become class 2 verbs. So, to better exemplify this, let's look at our second example in today's dialogue.
使える.
Originally, this is?
使う.
The plain dictionary form. Again, the う column shifts to the A column, so う becomes?
え.
And then we attach?
る.
So we have?
使える.
Able to use. Okay, more about this inside the PDF. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, detailed grammar write-up. Charts really will help you bring everything together. There's nothing like seeing it. Also, inside the Learning Center, quizzes, flashcards, everything to help you reinforce what you learn in today's lesson. So stop by JapanesePod101.com and be sure to leave us a post.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。